December 9th, your true glory. Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun. 2 Corinthians 5. We haven't yet seen anyone in their true glory, including you. Yes, Mozart wrote symphonies as a child, and Picasso could draw before he could even talk. But most human beings are profoundly thwarted in their calling because of the circumstances that would never let them fly. This is not what God intended. How many Mozarts are there right now, hidden across the globe? Imagine, all your creativity and gifting will be restored, and then some, when you are restored. All of that latent potency inside of you, never given the opportunity to grow and develop and express itself, completely restored, including your personality. From there, you're able to act in the new world in ways far greater than Adam and Eve were able to. You will have absolute intimacy with Jesus Christ, and His life will flow through your gifts unhindered. Imagine what you'll be capable of, how vast your powers in the new earth. You know you can walk on water, for Peter did on this earth at Jesus' bidding. How far do your creative and artistic capacities reach? What will you do in the life to come? Everything you were born to do. Everything you've always wanted to do. Everything the kingdom needs you to do. What dreams have gone unfulfilled in your life? What part of your calling has not had a chance to soar? Name it. It's important to name it and then tell yourself, but it will very soon.